Christ the King Christmas Carol. We thank God for giving us another opportunity to see this beautiful time. So we are going to start worshiping the Lord with our instrument. But before that time, I'm going to read for us Matthew chapter 2. I'm going to read for us Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. Just to charge us to prepare our mind to worship the Lord today. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." So I just want to encourage us as we have come today to come like the wise men, to come and worship the king. Though it's the children that are presenting, but we have come to worship the king. And we are going to start by playing the song, "What a Beautiful Name It Is, the Name of Jesus." May the Lord bless us as we listen.
A long time ago, one quiet night in Bethlehem, God placed a beautiful star in the sky. It was a sign that Jesus, our Savior, had been born.
I lead people to Jesus. I am the light. I lead people to Jesus.
Look at the star. It's brighter than all the others. Let's bring bring your son to give. The king is doing.
Let's follow it.
Don't be afraid. I bring good news. A Savior has been born tonight in Bethlehem.
A Savior for us?
Yes, you'll find him laying in the manger. Follow the star, it will show you the way.
Let's go see baby Jesus!
And the beautiful star kept shining, guiding everyone to Jesus.
Beautiful star.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. Are we all happy to be here? Okay. I'll be taking a Bible reading from the book of Luke, chapter 1, from verse 26 to 37. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Can you all rise up with me as we sing the congregational hymn? Joy to the World.
Shout amen. If you love Jesus, shout hallelujah. How many people here are having a good time? We are enjoying ourselves in the presence of the Lord, and I am thankful that we are alive to experience what Jesus did for you and I. He says that he has given us a son, right? How many people here would have given their life for their friends, but Jesus did? And we are here today to celebrate, to sing songs of joy, right? I'm joyful. Are you joyful? Yes, I am. I'm going to read one scripture today. It would be Luke 2, verse 8 to 20. And I could call this angels announcing Jesus' birth. Verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, not to just me, to all people. Verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. 12, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. 15, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. I put it this other way. Let men come and see the thing that Jesus has done for you. 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And I put it this way, and men and women will come in haste to favor you. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. I'll read that again. And they came with haste. And they came with haste. They came with haste. Wow. They came with haste. That means, how many people have read the story of Daniel? He says the king in his whole regalia, he ran. Daniel, how the Lord you served saved you. He ran. The king. Daniel, as the Lord you served saved you. He said, oh, king, live forevermore. The Lord who I serve has saved me. So this same way, he says, they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. 17, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. 18, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. They wondered. May the Lord make you a wonder. Ah, when they hear my story, ah, look at what God has done for Moses. Say today, may God make me a wonder. Yes, may God make me a wonder. So he says, and all they that heard, all they that I heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. 19, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. How many people here know what the word ponder is? It means to think on the thought. Think on these things. So Mary was thinking on this thing. I'm sure she was like, ah, so me, God saw me fit to give, to give birth to the Son of God. She pondered. See, and all they that heard it wondered in those things which were told by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. 20, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. That was prophecy coming to pass. May the Lord give you prophecy. May he give you words that when people hear, they will glorify him and say, wow, this is what God told me about. Wow, this is what God said about Moses 10 years ago. Wow, this is what God said about Pastor Efezino 2 years ago. Everything coming to pass. Wow, this is what God said about Glory and Peace Church. This is what is coming about. Oh, wow, this is what God said about my family, my children, and it's coming to pass. So let's give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's a beautiful time to read Christmas story. I always love to hear Christmas story over and over and over again. We are gradually coming to an end, and we thank God for the opportunity He has given to us to present today. And this last song we are going to present, we are going to do it together with the choir. So we have the privilege of singing together with the choir today. So I'm going to invite the Glory and Peace Choir and the children as we sing, the Children Education Department, because we have God there also, as we sing Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, salvation and glory.
is the season to be jolly. Hallelujah.
Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear glory and peace sing a song, the music seems to come from Winnipeg. Now Joseph and his wife Mary, they came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear a child, not a single room was inside. And then they found a little nook in a stable long forgotten. And in a manger, cold and dark, Mary little boy was born.
And now hear the angels sing.
Listen to what they say.
Born today, and I will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
And the bells rang out their wishes of joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace. For a moment the world was aglow, and the bells rang out their wishes of joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace.
We Somebody shout hallelujah. Wow. Incredible. Man, I've not danced to Christmas carols before, but there was a groove in the house. I want to celebrate the children for an amazing job done, the teachers. Wow. This has just been an amazing evening. And I want to thank all of you for coming and supporting our young ones as they've continued to grow and flourish. I am waiting for next year already because I don't know what's going to happen. It's, well, this structure will be held together very well. Wow. Let's clap for them. Thank you for making us also filled with joy this evening. I'm just smiling from ear to ear. I'm so proud of you ones, little ones, and how you're doing. It's amazing. Thank you so very much. But before we leave tonight, for the next 5 or so minutes, don't hold me to that, I want to leave some thoughts with you, something to take home with you. So when we think about Christmas, we just talk about, yes, Jesus was born and all of that. But there's so much more that impacts our lives in very real terms. And sometimes we miss the point. For example, here in Luke chapter 2, it says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar." A decree went forth from Caesar. The word Caesar means severed, something cut and separated. In essence, at this particular time, when there was a Caesar, God started a work of separation. Praise the Lord. Watch this. His name was Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. And then it says in verse 2, and this taxing was first. Someone say, was first. Say again, was first. One more time, was first. That means it had never happened before. This was the first time that this kind of census was going to be taken. Was made when Cyrenius, that's interesting, because Cyrenius means warrior, was governor of Syria. And Syria means exalted. Now the point is this. At the time of the separation, a warrior from a place called Exalted was in place. And the point I want to make here is this, that God chose a particular time for Jesus to He'd been promised for centuries before, and nothing happened. And then the prophetic word will come again through Micah, through Isaiah, and the rest of them, and nothing happened. From the Garden of Eden, this promise was made, and nothing happened until the right time. When the Romans were around, and the Romans were the first ones who made roads all over the place. So this was the perfect time so that when the gospel was going to be preached, the access points would be ready for the gospel to be preached. And it happened when a warrior was in place, in a place that was exalted. Someone say timing. I declare today that the timing and the alignment of everything that needs to be in place for your breakthrough, that it comes to pass speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. Because timing is important. Timing is important. I was thinking today, maybe a few hours ago, that in this realm, when we look at night and day, we see the sunrise at a particular time and the sunset at a particular time. But if you go out into space, you will see many sunsets and sunrises just like that. Are you with me? God can move things fast and bring to pass every alignment that is needed for you to experience what you need to experience. Somebody say timing. Somebody say alignment. I declare in Jesus' name, and you say it with me, I declare in Jesus' name that all things be in alignment and at the right timing for me right now, not according to the natural laws, but according to the seeings of God. Let God move things and align them for me. Praise God. Do you receive that? The story of Christmas is about timing and alignment. Hallelujah. Now, I don't have time to read all of this. We'll still have Christmas Eve when we can talk some more. But I want you to consider this. That a God who knows all things and knows the timings of everything knew also when Jesus was going to be born, knew that this taxation or census was going to take place, and everyone needed to go back to their own city, needed to go back home. And God is calling every one of us who are to be counted to go back home. To what home? The home of you being one with Him. That's where you're going to be counted. So they come to Bethlehem, and the Bible says there was no St. Boniface there, no health science center there where the baby is to be born, and at the most inconvenient time, how do you travel all the way from the Galilee all the way to Bethlehem pregnant? Anyway, they get there, and there's no room. Because everybody came from wherever, and they've occupied the place. Maybe Mary would have said to Joseph, you see, I told you that we should leave earlier. Then we will not be in this problem. But it's not about that. Somebody say timing. They got there at the right time. And it was true there was no room in the inn, because that's exactly what should have happened. No room in the inn. Why? Because he had to be born in a manger. Why? Because he's the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. And so he needed to be born where the sheep were. Hello? In Bethlehem, the house of bread. Hello? All of these were planned out. In the timings of God, it was not convenient, but it was still God's timing. So he's born in the manger, and he is God. But he's born in the lowest of the lowest of places. Did that take anything from him as God? No? He was still God in the manger. True? Well, The clothes you wear, where you were born, and all of that do not define you. What defines you is what is what's in you. Hello? Are you listening, children? It's not the outside stuff. It's what's inside of you. You were born great. It doesn't matter what country you were born in, where you came from, who your father and your mother were. That does not matter. What matters is the purpose and destiny that God has for you that's inside of you, and that destiny must come to manifestation. Amen. Do you receive that? Amen. Rise with me. Say with me, Father, you have a story already put out concerning my life. Today, I align with your storyline for my life, and therefore denounce and reject every other storyline. I move away from the trajectory of defeat to the trajectory of supernatural favor. I am aligned. I am at the right time and the right space, knowing, oh God, your greatness in my life. Breathe upon me so I can live life to the full, even as my Lord Jesus Christ was born. Though in a very inconvenient place, yet it was the right place. Because the rightness is not in the place, it is in your placing. So Lord, place me where I belong now. Move everything to align right now so that my manifestation will be the manifestation of your glory. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that I am who you say I am, and I will do what you say I can do for your glory and honor and for the benefit of all mankind. In the name of Jesus, I take my rightful place now. Amen. 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 And amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. Everything is lining up for you. This year that we're coming into is going to be an exciting year for every one of us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your presence. Lord, fill everyone here with the breath of life. Fill everyone here with the word of life. May we live, truly live, not just exist, but live powerfully, demonstrating your will done here in the earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for the empowerment of grace. Let your peace garrison our hearts. We thank you for the gift of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Receive the blessings of God. And having been blessed, be a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Well, before you leave, let us honor God with our giving. Just to say thank you, Lord, for life in full. Amen. Let's do that. And who's here for the first time? Anyone here for the first time? No? Awesome. Well, it's such a blessing to have Pastor Henry and Pastor Choice back. Amen. They just came to bless us. Now they're going to take off again. But we have a legendary son in the house today. If you sit down, you will see him standing. He's an amazing gift to us, an amazing gift to our city, to our country. We thank God for Mr. Edonije Israel. Hallelujah. Israel Edonije, what a blessing. We celebrate you and thank God for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? Come stand here, please. I want the children, all the children, to come by. There's a grace on his life that needs to come on you also. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm your pastor. I know that. Children, come quickly. He will touch you. Just come through. Amen. As he's touching you, he's releasing grace upon your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Adults, if you want to come through also, adults, you can do the same. Bless you. So good to have you. Amen. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise. But before, did you do your offering time? I need to release mine also. Before we leave tonight, let's just say a quick hello to the saints that are watching and participating in the service from different parts of the country and the world. Could you unmask them, please?